This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have our reporters from the border. And the video and the photos they took are being picked up by DrudgeReport.com, Tea Party websites, all of it. It's the illegals getting off buses, being loaded on church vans and being shipped out. That's coming up. Also, hundreds of thousands being taken captive, massive executions and horror as the Saudi Arabian-funded al-Qaeda forces. Drudge has it from the Daily Mail. It's just unbelievable. Engage in the executions of Christians in mass graves. This is just incredible. This is just amazing. We're going to cover all that coming up in the next segment. Dr. Stan Monteith, what I was saying before we went to break is evil's moving on every front right now. I can see that the hammer's dropping. I mean, A, do you concur with that? Do you feel it in your spirit? And where do you see everything going?
I think that we are in real trouble. I think America has turned against God, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment. And left, as I mentioned earlier, we have a massive revival. I don't see it coming, but my job, your job, a small group of people in alternative radio are having an impact. And I will tell you, the other side is worried. In fact, I saw this notation the other day. There was some sort of an article in one of the magazines criticizing these crazy people as a conspiracy. But it says that almost 23% of the population really believes there is a conspiracy. Well, I think that's pretty good. And I think we're making progress, Alex. All we can do is keep pushing, but also pointing this is not simply an ideological battle. It's a spiritual battle, and try to get people to begin looking to our Lord for salvation and basically for strength, because that's where our strength is going to come from. And if we're going to turn this thing around, it's going to be with God's help, not simply on our own effort.
I'm showing images of the al-Qaeda troops that have taken over the ISIS forces, and they are just showing the mass graves, the mass executions. There's even gruesome video of it. I don't know if we're going to show that, but, I mean, this is just wholesale evil. Every Christian they find is killed. Every policeman they find is killed. This is who our government put in and is now funding the destruction of the very same moderates that were put in compared to these people. This is unspeakable evil that's being committed right now, and it just shows the plan they have for us here as well.
They're funding both sides. That's what most people must understand. We are funding the Shias, we're funding the Sunnis, and we should pull out of there completely, and we should demand immediately. In fact, I said yesterday for the first time, actually contacted my congressman and both my senators and said, pull out immediately, and I would suggest that we ask your listeners to send an email immediately to the congressmen and both senators saying pull out. If there was enough of certainly a support across America, we could bring pressure on Obama and he would begin to back down.
Sure. Here's my issue, and I want to have you back up soon and talk about it. I was against going there both times because it was a setup.
Right.
And I know you were as well. The problem is Saudi Arabia and NATO are behind this ISIS takeover. You've got highways for 20 miles full of the al-Qaeda forces. They could highway of death them and destroy them. But Obama acts like he's just fumbling around doing nothing. Don't we have a responsibility if we toppled the government to not let al-Qaeda take over?
I think that this is a civil war. You just pull everything out, get out of there completely, and let them solve it on their own. It's going to be a bloodbath no matter what happens. But we should not be back there.
No. I agree with you, but that was, back in 1990. Don't let them, do this or let them have a civil war. Now, What I'm saying is the globalists are the ones. This is the same Al-Qaeda group they had attacking Syria. Now they've gone into Iraq. Dr. Stan Monteith, we're all praying for you, brother. Get better. I want to have you back up soon. Godspeed at Radio Liberty. We all owe you a debt. And say hi to your wife and family for you. God bless you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Texas border and Greyhound buses that are coming across without the Border Patrol even checking them, disgorging illegal alien teenagers, but also young adults with children who are being loaded on vans and taken to facilities all over the country. I mean, this is the end of law and order, the end of the border. And a lot of libertarians will say, whoopee, that's great. That's not libertarianism. Mexico doesn't reciprocate. You can't go to Mexico and have your baby paid for. You can't go to Mexico and get free in-state tuition. You can't go to Guatemala and get that. You can't go to Nigeria and get that. Folks, I think you should really visit Mexico City. I've been there. I think you should visit Guatemala City. I think you should visit Nigeria. I think you should visit Roatan. I think you should visit Honduras. I think you should see it for yourself There's 7 billion people want to come in this country. And Obama is saying, if you can get here, you're legal. And we have the bombshell video up on Infowars.com. It's gone viral via DrudgeReport.com and a bunch of other sites. Fox News last week and this week has been picking up our videos that we get at the immigration facilities and military bases that no one else is getting other than Breitbart. They're getting stuff in Houston. We got incredible video in San Antonio, now video down in Brownsville and other areas. They're in McCallum. A reporter's going to be there for a couple days, Jakari Jackson and others. And it is showing teenagers loaded off buses at the border, not being searched. And the Border Patrol is on record saying they've been ordered to stand down. This is what's happening in America. This is what's happening at the Greyhound bus terminals. This is the end of the country as we know it. And again, if these were skilled workers from Mexico who were going to come up here and demand good wages and who we could get to vote for the Second Amendment, it actually wouldn't be bad for our economy. This is totally unskilled. This is people that are going to be a total draw on the system, and that's what it's designed to do under Cloward and Piven, the Democratic Party plan to bankrupt the social services and bring in total control, to bankrupt the free market. And it is just incredible to see the buses arriving from all over Mexico for the illegals to just be legalized en masse. And then to politically come in and be organized into anti-American brigades, which is what the Democrats are doing. I mean, they're allowed to call Mecha and La Raza. Well, La Raza means the race, and the motto is for those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. It's so over the top. And it's just going to get worse. Like, it's racist if you don't have 100% taxes on you. It's racist if you don't house illegals in your house. Why, they're people too. But then when they take your house because you didn't pay the property taxes, nobody's going to cry for you. When the cops write you 5 tickets even though you can't pay for your kids' lunches, doesn't matter. Your car's out of inspection. Your tires aren't good. Your license plate's out here. I'm going to write you 4 or 5 tickets. But, sir, I'm bankrupt. Tell it to the judge, lady. Bankrupt America, bottom line. This is a revolution against this country. I want to hear from listeners out there on this subject ahead of our reporters who are going to be doing a live shot anywhere they go. There's just bus terminals and vans, they were telling us. Any town you go to, just arriving, just illegals, just everywhere, massing and being bussed all over the country. It is like a D-Day military invasion. A La Infusora. And you see that on the billboards for Mexican radio stations. La Infusora. 989, La Infusora. And then you can look at the billboards called La Reconquista. And again, it's organized by government. Remember, he's a white guy. He's the biggest owner of Spanish TV stations in the country. Came out a few years ago, got picked up by NBC. Drudge picked it up. I remember showing it where they did billboards saying Los Angeles and crossing it out. Los Angeles, USA, and saying Mexico. So playing into that as a sense of national pride, but you can't serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the school cafeteria because that's racist, or you can't dress up like a Native American for Halloween because that's racist, and you can't say the word bossy because it's anti-feminist. Like, everything's racist or anti-woman. Just total political correctness, everyone paralyzed, and then the illegals can say, down with the U.S., you know, this is Mexico. And I have footage of the immigration demonstrations here in Austin with folks hoisting their kids up going, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. It's in my film Battle for the Republic. And it'd be one thing if Switzerland bordered us, and let's say the Swiss had brown skin, and they were like invading with billions of dollars and invading with the Second Amendment and invading with, you know, prosperity. I'd be like, man, I mean, let me tell you something. Mexico's a beautiful country. If Mexico was like Switzerland, I mean, it was all brown people, but it was free and it was safe at night. You could have guns. I would move there. Okay. I might have moved there when I was 20 and married a senorita. But let me tell you something, folks. It isn't with the people, the way they look, I don't like. It's that it's a failed, collapsed country. I mean, why do you think everybody wants to get out of Mexico and get up here? But then it's like as soon as you get here, this is Mexico. Liberation theology funded by the Ford Foundation. And I won some art awards when I was in high school and in community college. You know, they put them in state shows and things. And I sold some paintings early on. I would have been a successful artist. Boy, that'd be a lot more relaxing. And they said, we want to take you to the University of Texas for a special event this week. They'll be out of school 3 days this week. And they took me in there. Senior in high school here in Austin. And it was all a UT project talking about how bad America was and how evil America was and how great the planet San Diego was and all this. And I knew enough about it. I was like, what is this? And I was like, this is like some kind of indoctrination. And they were like, whoa, who is this guy? How does he know this? And they were all freaked out by it. It was a big deal. Because the other young people did not have any idea that they were promoting the plan to kill all Anglo men 16 and above. And then we went out to a rally a few years ago. I have video of this. It was a bunch of the illegals, but also their handlers here, who it turns out in a lot of cases get caught beating them and keeping them as slaves. The truth is, it's just like with the black community. You've got a rich black contingent that Chappelle and others have talked about that manage and control all the other blacks. You're always hearing about the immigration leaders in Austin caught beating people with baseball bats in basements and basically using them as slave labor. And they're coyotes, folks. They're running this giant mass of poor, desperate people from Mexico through their system, feeding on them and acting like they care about them all day. It's totally evil. And you'll never hear out of these leftist groups, hey, don't take the Gardasil shot. Hey, don't abort your baby. No. Get up here to America, because again, American citizens are born in Mexico. If you're Hispanic here, you're supposed to abort your baby. So they got black liberation theology, this is what Obama teaches. It's social Christianity. And that's what they taught in Mexico, so that we couldn't be friends, and so we couldn't work together, and it's a shame. So that's all coming up with the guys as soon as they're able to connect at about 40 after. I want to hear from you, though, on the big story. Kurt Nemo did an article about this. ISIS and the plan to balkanize the Middle East, CIA's Benghazi weapons used by ISIS to conquest of Iraq. And Kurt Nemo links to the big think tank statements admitting that Saudi Arabia is funding this through NATO and the proxy armies, and so is the Belfast Times. By the way, this is all admitted. Saudi Arabia, Sunni Caliphate, NATO runs secret terror army in Iraq and Syria. Another Kurt Nemo, Alex Jones article. And folks, this is the model. Total chaos. You had the Shiites and the Sunnis living in peace now. First, Saddam's put in by the CIA to launch a war against Iran. He fails against that after 8 years. They tell him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. He does. They set him up. They go in. They take him over. They weaken Iraq with inspectors, destroy all their weapons to defend themselves, not endorsing Saddam's, giving the facts, for over a decade. Over 1 million Iraqis die in sanctions. Then another 1 million die from 2003 in the new invasion up until just last year. 1.3 million lands at Medical Journal. Then they're totally weak on their knees, a coalition government. Then they use the bases on the border with Iraq and Syria with Al-Qaeda to then reinvade. And you know, you heard about the Iraqi government fighting Al-Qaeda in Tikrit, in Fallujah, and begging the U.S. for help 2 months ago? Help never came. Saudi Arabia poured in 2 weeks ago and is now about to enter Baghdad, has taken the suburbs. The military is collapsing. They're going to get the $10 billion command base and use that as a Saudi Arabian command base to take over all of Iraq with the CIA and globalists aiding them, and starting a new operation against Iran. And again, I'm not on Saudi Arabia's side. I'm not on Iran's side. I'm on other sides. The globalists are accentuating a civil war. And it's totally immoral while using the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties here in America. And now Lindsey Graham says, give up all your rights. Al-Qaeda's got a base in Iraq. When he knows full well that's what Benghazi was about, was getting those weapons and other systems to him. This is it, folks. Saudi Arabia is taking over with globalist backing.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows. poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
The reason the West has produced so much wealth and power is we have all the evil of human traits, but also the good ones. But there was a fighting spirit of not giving up. So that meant tyrants got overthrown a lot. Other parts of the world, I've studied it in depth, intended to settle into long-term tyrannies. And that's an overgeneralization because societies are all basically identical. Long-term, looking at them, humans act the same. But our world, our country, is going into a mega-tyranny. I've studied how history works. I know you have as well. And it's repeating itself right now. Notice things just get more frantic, more insane, more out of control by the hour. And the statistics show it. And now the globalists are running proxy wars all over the world using destabilization as ways to take over. Think about Methodist churches, Baptist churches, Catholic churches, you name it, are on television saying legalize all immigrants, no borders, now. Mexico is a completely collapsed, failed state. Can you imagine if the 100-plus million people that are already down there, not just the 30 million that have come up here plus, just came across and got on welfare, we'd bankrupt today. And that's the plan. Can you imagine if anybody from India or Eastern Europe or anywhere could just come here and then get freebies? What would happen? Well, see, the globalists don't intend for that to happen. They're just going to get enough here to politically balkanize the country and have folks that'll vote to radically destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And we're almost there. And these are political Democratic Party voters being organized by these church groups on record. They're on NPR. They're everywhere. They're in an article, video of them, loading up the illegals, trafficking them into the country. This is a revolution. And then meanwhile, all over the world, in Africa and in the Middle East, you name it, they are funding Muslim groups to kill Christians en masse. They are lining up Christians. It's going to be by the hundreds of thousands when it's all said and done, maybe millions. Iraq is one of the biggest minority Christian groups left in the Middle East, and they are exterminating them en masse right now. On record. Al-Qaeda funded by our government. And our media goes, okay, it's a civil war. Sure, we fund both sides. They're not funding both sides. They couldn't just kick Saddam out and then put Al-Qaeda in. That would have been too obvious. They waited a while, and now they're putting them in. I want to hear from you on this, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Talk to J.J., Mark and others, but this ISIS fly, Al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabian, Wahhabist flags. That's what they are. You can look up the flag of Al-Qaeda. It's what they fly. And there's a disinformation campaign on Infowars.com and YouTube going, this isn't Al-Qaeda. These people fight Al-Qaeda. Iran's with Al-Qaeda. And I saw Fox News in the last break. I was in there, Fox News, in the break room, with an analyst saying Iran's really with Al-Qaeda. I'm not romanticizing Iran. They've got real terrorists. They do stuff. But that's Hezbollah, and Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with Saudi Iran. And everything to do with Saudi Arabia, that's on record. Saudi Arabia and Iran are arch enemies. Saudi Arabia has been getting nuclear weapons now, last year, threatening to attack Iran. They hate each other. Mecca is in Saudi Arabia. Islam started in Saudi Arabia. And the Sunnis are the big inclusive group. Everybody can be a religious leader if you are a Sunni. You have to trace your lineage to Muhammad if you're a Shiite. It's more inclusive, more elitist, so it didn't take over Islam, even though it's probably older than the Sunnis. Because obviously Muhammad's family said, oh no, you got to be one of us. It was a new form of royalty. I'm out here attacking the Shiites. It's just that I'm just telling you the different players here. Saudi Arabia wants to take over. Saudi Arabia is Western-backed. Saudi Arabia is where 15 of the 19 hijackers are from. Why are we attacking Iraq? Why are they not bombing, like the Highway of Death, the Al-Qaeda forces that are pouring into Iraq?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
The InfoWars crew is doing an amazing job. Our reporters volunteer without me even asking to go to the border this weekend because of the fact that we had reports they're collapsing the border completely. The Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. Indeed, we are now about to speak to ICE and Border Patrol agents who are about to break gag orders and go public. In fact, they're so angry they're ready to use their full names, but I think we're going to withhold that for their own safety. That's how upset the Border Patrol is, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Because every country in the world has a Border Patrol. The U.S. is one of the most open borders in the world. The most liberal free handouts of any country. Biden is down in Central America right now to promote the illegal immigrant wave. To actually say, come on, as part of Battleground Texas, you name it, the Democrats admit they're going to bring in another 5% or more of the population who will then be given driver's license, who will then vote in California and Texas. Game over. Game over. They're going to ban the guns. They're going, the armored vehicles, the militarized police, all of it, they're coming. I know we got JJ, Steve, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others who we're going to go to here in just about 10 minutes, but they're filing reports on the ground. Again, the reporters stayed up until 6 in the morning, and I saw them filing reports when I woke up at 6 a.m. I first checked the news while I'm brewing coffee, and they were posting in live time. Joe Jennings, Adon Salazar, and Ja'Kari Jackson. And when I talk to my reporters on the ground or even here when they're seeing it, you shake your head when a bus drives right through the border. Teenagers get off. They're loaded on white vans and taken to churches, Catholic churches, evangelical churches, you name it. They're at the Sacred Heart Church in McAllen, Texas right now. We'll show TV viewers a map of that photo and video, a live video feed. If you're a radio listener, you can hear our reporters. If you're a radio listener and want to see it, go to Infowars.com/show to see the free feeds or PrisonPlanet.tv. But this is what the mainstream media won't show you. Last week, we went and showed military bases in San Antonio with thousands of illegal alien children. And again, they are illegal aliens to this country. That's the term. Resident alien. That's what they call you in Mexico. If you're there illegally, is an alien of the country. It's a statement under common law. It means that you don't get all the benefits. Well, instead, the illegals get more benefits than citizens do. And this is outrageous. And I know I keep saying that. But this is a political takeover. If these people voted 50% libertarian, 50% communist, I would be upset about it. If they voted 100% libertarian but got free welfare, I'd be against it because it would mean that we're creating a welfare class. Well, we've already created a welfare class, and the chickens are coming home to roost now, where if they can get enough government constituents in who are on the government payroll, it's game over. Let's go to Ja'Kari Jackson, John Baum, Joe Jennings, and Adon Salazar, all four reporters down there on the border, to tell us about what they've witnessed in the last 24 hours and what's coming up.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Ja'Kari Jackson, John Bound here in McAllen, Texas, as you already alluded to. Now, if people haven't seen our video from last night, I do encourage you to go to Infowars.com and also the Drudge Report. You can see us at a bus station here in McAllen, and we witnessed children getting on church buses, one church in particular, the Family Church, also located here in McAllen, Texas. Now, since then, you know, last night we had to speculate a little bit because we didn't quite know for sure that these were illegal immigrants. Since that video has posted just about 20 minutes or so ago, we went to the Family Church, and we were able to talk to somebody off camera who did confirm that, yes, these are illegal immigrants coming from these Central American countries. I asked the lady who spoke to me off camera, I said, you know, where are most of these people coming from? She said, you have a lot of people from Guatemala. But she did correct me. She said, none of these children, at least in her care, are coming alone. All these children are coming with their mothers. And from the Family Church, they are moved here to the Sacred Heart Church, also located just a few blocks from the bus station. And here they have shower facilities. And I guess they get the kids ready. And then from here, they take them back to the bus station. And I asked the lady at the Family Church, I said, where are they going from here? She said, wherever they want to go. They have family here. They have other situations going on, and they just go wherever they need to go.
Well, now, that's what Obama said last week. He said, if you can come here, your families are welcome as well, and invited the immigrants to come with their children. I mean, this is unprecedented. Ja'Kari, go ahead.
Yes, and I asked the representative at the Family Church, I said, who's paying for these tickets? She said, you know, they have family that send the money. I said, is the government involved in any way? She said, as far as she knows, the government is not.
Well, Kit wrote a story over the weekend that went viral that a listener tipped us to. NPR has the major church groups on raising money to bring them here. So I'll guarantee you, you look into these churches and look into the larger churches above them, they're getting donations to basically house these people, pay for their food, and deploy them. And money's being sent into Mexico, into Guatemala, into Nicaragua, into El Salvador to bring these people up. That's on record.
That's right. That's right. John, what are your thoughts?
Well, speaking on that, Senator John Cornyn 3 days ago said that we should send money to Mexico. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So my main concern here is the Cloward Piven strategy. People need to get out of their fog and realize this is a complete invasion of America. Truly is. They're using your compassion to come in here and create a guaranteed annual strategic income for all of us. A flat income is what the Cloward Piven strategy is. If you're not familiar with it, you need to get familiar with it right now, because it is the Democratic liberal strategy that they are putting into place, and they're at the final stages right now. We're looking at it. We've also got MS-13 coming through, and the problem with that is that you look at the ISIS soldiers. A lot of those soldiers in ISIS are teenagers. A lot of the soldiers in the Ivory Coast are teenagers. So what happens when we have these teenage psychotics?
And not to mention the gangsters here in the U.S. are often teenagers as well. And one more thing to add on to what John was saying, we hear so much that these children are trying to flee the conditions in their country. But what about the conditions in this country? As John already said, we already have a gang problem here in the United
States. How does having collapsing Mexico collapse into us and then making us a third world country, how does that fix it? I mean, these are unskilled people pouring in, going directly on. I mean, these are not the hardworking Mexican men that I see all over the place busting their butts for their family. Nobody denies they work hard. Okay.
Well,
this is a bunch of kids and a bunch of gang members. What do you think's behind that, John Bound, Jakari, Jackson?
Well, Alex, you know, we try to be polite for the folks down here, because we respect people that are of Mexican descent that are Americans. And the more people that we've spoken to in this area in the valley that are of Mexican descent that are legal Americans, natural, they're more afraid than anybody, because they're going to come into their communities first with their diseases, scabies, rabies, MRSA, chickenpox outbreaks. But the more of them you stack together in rooms that are incredibly small, the more disease outbreaks you're going to see. And then they're just going to release them.
Well, it's
on
more
the
than that. It's more than that. When I was a child, when I was in college, we would go down to Brownsville, all those places. It was nice on both sides. It's a hellhole of boarded up shops on the other side. And it's moving to the other side. They want prosperity down there. People down on the border know you don't want to make this side Mexico taking all the criminals on. And so you're right. In fact, it's the wealthy and middle class Mexicans that I know that live in Austin who've all fled to Austin, who I totally welcome because they've got trades and they've got money, and it's great. I mean, I welcome all the middle-class Mexicans come up here all day long. They are the ones that come to you and say, do you know what's going on? Do you know how you're going to be kidnapped? Do you know there'll be nowhere to run? I love your show, Mr. Jones, because they've already fled it. You see what I'm saying?
That's exactly right, because you have to look at why they're coming here. So they come here to flee these gang problems or whatever, these social problems, and then they come here, and then they just have the same problems here because they bring their problems with them.
Bringing them with them. Yep.
Well, it's true that everything from flesh-eating bacteria to leprosy, you name it. I mean, I know two people personally, one in Austin, one in Arizona, who have gotten the weird amoebas that are only like in Brazil and are supposedly only able to live down there, that absolutely wreck your body. I mean, it's all coming here. It's literally, and people say, oh, yeah, right, that's the classic thing, say immigrants have diseases. These people have not been to Brazil. They've not been, I mean, they have no idea what Calcutta, India is like, guys.
That's right. And then when they get here, if they have these various conditions, then they get in the pharmaceutical program, and that's a whole nother racket.
Well, see, that's the deal. The government and the corporations with the welfare system, they want the people that don't have jobs, or the 14-year-olds that are going to be institutionalized for 4 years at least. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars per illegal that the big corporations that are administering government programs are going to milk.
That's right.
Now, guys, I'm ranting a little bit. Let's go over and look with the Skype. Walk over, Jakari. Walk over, John Bound. give us a tour of the buses. Because, I mean, look, we knew they were illegals when it's the border and Greyhound buses pull through and kids get out with their bags and their parents aren't with them and then they come into the United States. I mean, that was obviously what happened. But
right.
You talked to the Sacred Heart Church and they confirmed, yes, these are, well, I guess they call them undocumented, or what do they call them?
Yeah, we talked to the family church. We're at the Sacred Heart Church. I talked to one of the McAllen public servants out here. He said that all the people here are currently in a meeting, but as I can see right now, maybe we can get a camera shot. I see some kids out here playing out here in the facility. But we plan to go back in after a few minutes and try to talk to one of the representatives here to find out exactly what is going on.
See, this is an infiltration point. So they want to mass the folks there, keep it quiet, give them Democratic Party marching orders, deploy to Battleground, Texas, where they then handed the driver's license. And remember, the Veritas Project caught Battleground, Texas on video saying, we're going to get them to vote, we're going to get them ID cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a criminal takeover.
Yeah, and you have to look at the incentivized, the why they come here, because they see all these incentives. They see the free driver's licenses. They see the in-state tuition. Then they come here, and then now you have Joe Biden going to the Central American countries and saying, please stop sending your kids here, even though they're being used as a political weapon.
Oh, well, yeah, that's them acting like, wink, wink, please stop, even though we've stopped deportations, even though we say your family can come up. This is totally premeditated, and again, if they were coming up here and were pro-gun, pro-freedom, we're in such a fight against the socialists that I would say fine. But it still violates the law, so it's immoral. And then libertarians say, well, hey, don't have borders. But they've got borders on us. What if we get rid of our border, but all these other countries still have their borders? See, there's still a border there. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we can't go to Switzerland. We can't move into Sweden. I can't go there. I can't go anywhere except the United States and live the rest of my life comfortably with what we have.
John, you've got to have, because I've checked into it, $5 million. And you've got to have a discretionary income and job that they want in Switzerland, like an engineer, a scientist. And then they have a board look if they even want to let you move to Switzerland.
Right. Right. So what are we doing?
So I can't move to Switzerland, but these illegals come here and they get my tax money.
And they may kill you. That's the bottom line right there.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of good people who come here, but you have to do it the legal, lawful way. Just like, as you said, you have borders for a reason. You know, I can't go down to Mexico. They always try to make it some racial thing. Oh, you harass people at the Mexican border. I was like, if I go down to Mexico as an American citizen, I'm going to get stopped at a border. When I go back to Austin, Texas here in a couple of days, I'm going to get stopped by the Border Patrol, who are nowhere near the border. How many miles are they?
Well, not to mention, you get put in a Mexican jail. You know how you get treated down in Mexico in a Mexican jail? You come up here, you get put in jail. They don't even put you in jail. They take care of you, they feed you, and they send you on your way, no matter how many crimes you've committed.
That's right.
That's right. They're releasing aggravated felons. Give us some shots for TV viewers. This is very newsworthy, guys. Credible job.
Step out the way and let our cameraman get some shots here. Now, what you see behind you is a facility. This is the Sacred Heart facility. Excuse me, kids out here.
It's huge.
Playing football, basketball, and I guess we can walk around here a little
bit. We're about five blocks from the bus station.
Yeah, let's watch the course there. We'll get
you know what I want you guys to do? I mean, obviously, targets of opportunity, do whatever you want, but I would go and follow those buses and then follow those vans.
Well, you know, the thing about it, the buses don't seem to be running today, at least that we've seen. We've gone to the church and also to the bus station. We didn't see any buses running today, and we were able to confirm with the first church we visited that their offices are closed, and that potentially means that their buses are down for this day.
But we do want to go down to Hidalgo and actually have people coming across the border. There's supposed to be hundreds of people just crossing in broad daylight.
Tell us about your different federal whistleblowers you're going to be talking to.
Well, one of our reporters, Don Salazar, was able to get in touch with, I believe it was an ICE agent, and he doesn't want to be identified, so we're not going to say his name, but he's supposed to give us some whistleblower information, tell us exactly what's going on, tell us about how even the ICE agents and the Border Patrol agents are very much concerned about what's happening, and how some of the Border Patrolmen have come out and said blatantly that, yes, this is an intentional plan to bring these people here. And this is another part of the facility, the Sacred Heart facility. This looks maybe like some type of housing unit. It's a very large complex.
Yeah, and they are in there during the day and then released at night into the streets.
Yeah, well, then you need to catch them tonight. Just incredible job. How long are you guys going to be staying down there?
Well, we're trying to hit as many targets as we can. As John said, we're trying to get down to Hidalgo and a couple other locations. So what do you think, John?
Well, I would say at least till Tuesday. And we need to go to Brownsville, and we need also to talk to the locals and see, get that documented, how they feel about this, because people really are upset, and just some of the casual conversations I've had with
people.
Well,
I'm telling you, if you catch video of them exfiltrating the illegals at night, they're acting like it's an underground railroad. That's what Christian churches have likened it to, is slavery. Now, the Underground Railroad, which my ancestors were involved in, a lot of Christians were, getting freed black slaves or runaway slaves out of the South into the North. How is it that we have to have everybody from China, Eastern Europe, Mexico, Latin America, taxpayer paid for? How is it an Underground Railroad to ship them all into the country?
Isn't that really an insult to former slaves? How is what they're going through anything compared to what people went through in slavery in this country?
But, I mean, it's just they're being bussed up here with sack lunches and then put on the welfare rolls. No country's ever done this. Great job, guys. You choose whatever you want to cover. You've done an amazing job. Your story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Fox News is now airing clips of it, not giving us credit. Whatever. But great job, guys. And just like last week, keep doing the real reporting the dinosaur media won't do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
We're going to come back with JJ, Chad, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others. Thank you for holding. Briefly, don't forget this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. In these insane times, you better believe American patriots are not going to ever get any free handouts from the government. You need to have high-quality, shareable food that lasts more than 20 years, non-GMO, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great customer service, great people. Check them out today. It's who I endorse. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Supermel Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Mel Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your phone calls. I just want to remind listeners that we have the very best supplements out there, bar none. The proprietary Nation Iodine from Deep Earth, pure purple crystals. You can see the video that breaks down the science of it at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It's ancient, multi-million-year-old ancient seabed crystals that actually go, you know, directly into the body in the solution. No one else has anything else like this, and what it's done for me personally, my stamina, my energy, my focus, my clarity, my health, my skin, this is the halogen conspiracy. The halogen table has got a bunch of stuff that's really bad for you, like fluoride in it. So they put all that in the food and water and then don't put in the good halogen that Dr. Group produces in the purest form, the strongest, purest 99.99% iodine, blowing away the competition by light years. Their stuff's black, our stuff's purple, turns electric blue. It is True Nation iodine. Take the challenge, get it today at InfoWarsLife.com, and try it and see what it does for you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. We also have the original Survival Shield that isn't as strong. Check with your physician, but I think it's better for kids. Survival Shield, Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to JJ, then Chad, Mark, Adam, Damien, and others on the Iraq situation and on the topic of illegals. JJ, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Sometimes at the start of the show, I actually... I'm just so freaked out. I mean, everything's happening right now. The country's being shut down. I physically mourn, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I mean, I'm freaked out. What about you?
I'm freaked out. I can feel it in the pit of my stomach because we got these people coming across the borders. There's no shot records on these people. There's no documentation on any of their records as far as arrest records. Just the other day, I was over here at the store in Austin, and three guys stopped me. They were federal marshals looking for one of those rapists that they just let out of jail. They've asked me twice, have you seen this guy? So I know they let those criminals out.
Oh, no, one group lets them out, and the rest of the feds have to chase them around. It's total lawlessness. It's exactly.
Yes, I think that what needs to be done. Now, can you imagine if all these people that are coming across the borders were Muslims? Americans would be having a cow.
Well, you know, that's what the Border Patrol whistleblower told us. He said a big percentage is actually from places of interest, radical Islamic countries. That's actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just uncalled for. I don't know why our government's even allowing this to happen. You know, I'm a veteran, and, you know, I applied for food stamps. They said I could get $16 a month for food stamps. I'm like, wait a minute. And then we got people coming across the border getting free health care, free everything, driver's licenses.
Listen, brother, I got a bunch of family that 10 years ago were middle class and now can't pay for gas. The country's in a depression. They want to, the whole world's collapsing. Spain is collapsing, Portugal, Greece, Italy. There's riots everywhere.
Yeah, we've got to come up to the plate as Americans and make sure that this doesn't happen to our country as patriots, and we have to do something. What do you think we should do? Just as what can the average Joe do, Alex?
I think people should go right now down to Home Depot, right off I-35 and 290, and you'll see in the morning 100 illegals at one time. They're running around. And the point is, you show that, then you show the TSA groping people. See, that's what's so bad about this. They act like all of us, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. We're terrorist suspects with no criminal record. We're citizens. Then anybody wants to come across the border, oh, we don't need any ID, you're fine. It shows it's all a fraud. We should just literally not comply until the government gets back in line with anything.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.